Hello. Hi, sweetie. How are you? Are you busy? Just working on some reports. That's okay. No meetings, though? Yeah, I know you just got in, but can you pretend that you're on the phone with a client? I need to talk to you. I need you. Can you please? Good. Thank you. So, as you know, it's super early. That time when, like, everyone's on their way to work. Can you hear it? The hustle and bustle in the background. The car is passing by. Yeah. I'm outside. There's people dressed in suits and gray with white shirts and black with pink shirts, and they're all carrying briefcases, texting. Anyway, I'm sitting outside of your office. Oh my god. I've just seen one of your coworkers headed through the revolving doors and I totally just waved at them. They waved to me. I guess they remember me from yesterday when I brought you lunch. Where is this going? Well, I have a confession. I know that you think I'm pretty innocent, and sometimes I am, but, well, when I'm with someone like you, it kind of, like, awakens something inside me, some old habits and desires, and it makes me kind of want to be a dirty little slut. I know people are around, don't worry. No one's gonna hear. And if they do you think they'll really care? Maybe it'll make them feel as frustrated as I do and send them to jerk off in the bathroom. Besides, I don't care so much about them, I just care about you. You see, I get this thing where I get this thing where I go into heat and, like, anything could set me off. I get so horny and so sensitive. That I need to get off or I might throw a tantrum. Because I just get so needy that even just, like, walking here was an ordeal. Because my wet panties just kept rubbing against my clit over and over and over and over again. So it got so frustrating that I actually walked down a little alleyway and took them off. I've got them in my purse. I mean, it didn't help though, sadly, because then it was just the rubbing of flesh on flesh, and my thighs are all wet and sticky now. Oh god, I'm so wet. It's already dripped past the hem of my skirt. I guess it's a good thing that it's summer. People probably think it's just sweat. Or maybe they can smell the scent of a needy pussy. I hope that they can. Even right now, I'm sitting here with my thighs clenched. Shifting from side to side just a little bit. And back and forth. Just... so many shivers. Oh. make you feel? To know that you've got such a needy, slutty little vixen on your hands. One who wants your cock so, so, so badly that she's sitting outside of your workplace thinking about how good it feels. Oh god, when I'm like this, all those fantasies we haven't played out yet just rifle through my mind like a stream of consciousness. Oh, what I wouldn't give to have you come down here and fuck me against the wall. You know, while people pass, catching a glimpse of your cute old butt as you thrust inside me. With your hand over my mouth to muffle the screams, cause you know I'd be screaming. Oh god, it would feel so good. Or maybe back up in your office, with my tits out and exposed, and pressed into the fine print of one of your contracts, one of the ones on your desk right now. As you spread my legs and spread my soaking little pussy lips and slide your cock inside me. Oh my god, you have no idea how much I'm squirming right now. You have no idea how badly I just need you inside me. It literally aches. My pussy hurts. If I don't start rubbing myself, it's gonna hurt so much I'm gonna cry. And then I'll be grumpy and grew all day, and you don't want me grewing all day, do you? You want a happy fox girl, right? So. Can I touch myself? Please? No, don't worry. I can fuck myself without actually touching. Oh, come on. I grew up in a strict household, remember? I've been like this a long, long time. I've managed to master the art of the touchless orgasm. It's not as good as when you touch me, but I'll take the edge off a little bit. I just squeeze my pussy. Oh. Nice and tight. Over and over and over again. And rock back and forth very, very, very slightly. This bench and I are going to become very, very good friends. So can I please, 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 please fuck myself? Fuck yes, thank you. God, people are passing by smelling and I'm smelling back at them. But I don't care, I just want to go thinking of you. Thinking of your big cock, of how it... bottoms out in my tiny little pussy every single time, no matter how hard you fuck me or what position we choose. How no matter how much cock you feed me, I always want more, even when I can't take it. Oh, and how you stretch me every single fucking time. Barely able to fit in the tip, no matter how wet you get me. Sometimes when I masturbate, I remember that one time when I teased you and you wanted to pay me back for it, and you didn't ease your cock into me, you just thrust it in. Oh, and how you almost hurt yourself getting stuck because I'm so damn tight. Oh. You worked my pretty little cunt in, didn't you, baby? You made it take you. You made it all creamy and wet and tight and cozy around your dick. My pussy always fits you like the perfect tight glove. Mm. much and know you're so fucking close. Oh, this is helping. It helps a little bit. Fuck, but it feels so good too. I love being in public. Did you know that, love? I love when someone might find me out. And I love that people likely won't say a word even if they do. Maybe you take advantage of that sometime. When I'm in heat and I'm getting a little squirmy and frisky, you can just slide a hand on my skirt and play with me. Can I ask you something? Are you hard for me, Daddy? Are you hard for your pretty little pet? Is the fact that I'm sitting here ruining my skirt wet and on the verge of coming for you make your dick nice and hard? You are? Daddy, your cock is so good. Just a little bit. I know you're at work. You don't have to take it out or nothing. Just put a hand under your desk and rub the bulge for me, Daddy. Please, can you do that for me? Yeah, like that. Oh, God, Daddy. How did I know? Oh, I could hear it in your voice. The lust, the desire, just how bad you want to plunge that cock inside of me, so deep inside this gushing slit of mine. Well, yes, of yours. It belongs to you, Daddy. It's all yours. Why do you think I called and asked you permission? Okay. A part of me wants to tease you, wants you to know exactly what it's like to be me right now. In heat, horny all the fucking time. Oh, it feels good though, doesn't it, Daddy? It feels so fucking good. It feels so naughty. Am I a good girl or a naughty girl, Daddy? Both. Does that mean you're both a good daddy and a naughty daddy? It's okay, I knew you were already. This isn't a surprise to me. Daddy, tell me about your cock. Is it throbbing? Would I be able to feel it through your trousers if that was my hand over it? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. I bet it's flinching, all agitated. I bet it wants to fuck me until I'm a drooling, whimpering mess of murs and grooves and sweet little fox noises. I bet you want to fuck me absolutely fucking senseless, don't you, Daddy? Oh, I'd love nothing more than that. Is it thick, Daddy? Oh, good. Keep rubbing it for me. Oh, God, I can't be too loud, but I want to scream. Oh, God, I want to scream for you, Daddy. Can you slide your hand inside, Daddy? Down your pants. Please just, I want my hand to be closer to you. I want to feel your warmth and the way that you throb against my palm. Oh, yes. I heard the zipper. Oh, do it, Daddy. Please touch it for me. Touch it for me. No fair. You've got boxers on. Don't they have a little hole, Daddy? Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. I'm so wet. Oh, I know I'm leaking onto this bench through my skirt. Hi, sir.
It's hot today, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely weather we're having.
You look a little faint. Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. Just a little flushed from the heat, but thanks. Have a good day. Bye. Fuck, that was close. It's a close call. Oh, that hasn't done anything though. It didn't make me relent. I'm still just as damned horny, if not worse. Oh, my heart is beating so fast, thundering at my chest. I keep shivering from the chills. Oh, fuck. Please, 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 please slide your fingertips inside your boxers and just touch it. Stroke your fingers over the prominent veins and tell me how hot your cock is. Please, daddy. You did it. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, daddy. Fuck. Your cock is so hot. So hard. Oh, so smooth. So smooth. I love the way it feels. Oh, fuck, God, I swear I can smell your musk right now. Oh, I can smell your skin. Oh, I can smell your skin. I can smell your pre-cum. Daddy, is there pre-cum? Are you wet just like me? Let me feel the pre-daddy. Slide your hand up to the tip and wrap it with your thumb for me. Ah, yes. Yeah. Rub it in a nice, slow circle and spread the pre-cum around. Spread it everywhere you would want to feel my lips and my tongue. Because you know I would lick up every last drop and make sure your cock is nice and clean before you go ahead and pound me, right, daddy? So go ahead, spread it. Get your cock all sticky for me. Oh god, daddy, be careful. People might hear you. No, I love it when you moan. It's my absolute most favorite sound in the world. No, seriously, I'm not even kidding. In the entire world. Haven't you noticed how weak I get when you moan? How easy it is for me to just come on command when you're making those deep growling noises in my ear? Oh, fuck, I love that. It's like you're my Papa Fox. Or maybe a wolf. Or a bear. What do you think, daddy? Wolf? Big Papa Wolf. I mean, wolves can't breed with foxes, but I bet you're gonna try anyways, aren't you? Shh. Not you. I'm trying to tell myself to be quiet. Oh, God. Daddy, you know what else I love? The sound of you stroking your cock. Yeah. That wet, soft, slurping sound it makes when you've got a lot of pre and you're jerking it nice and hard and fast. Oh my god, it makes me come so hard. Daddy, can you do me a favor? Can you stroke it for me, daddy? Just, you know, go lock your office door, sit down, pull it out for me. Let me grip it with my tiny little hand. I bet your fingers reach all the way around it. I'm jealous. My hands are just like my cunt. Small. So small. S-M-O-L. But that doesn't mean I won't grip you as best as I can, daddy. Are you back in your seat? Good. Now pull your cock out. Daddy. Oh, that was close. I almost came right then. What, Daddy? If I want that dick, I have to come for you. Come all over your lap right now. No. I'll do anything for your cock. Oh, I need it so much. Oh, I need it so much. Need it. Filling me. Need to feel it. Feel it in my hand. Need. I need to destroy you. Daddy, oh, fuck, yeah, fuck, I gotta come, can't be too loud, oh god, You said it yourself the other day. I'm a cock-hungry little vixen, Daddy, and I need you to feed me that dick. Start stroking it for me. I gave you what you wanted. Now it's your turn, right? Stroke it. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Close your eyes. Imagine me there, sat on the edge of your desk. Legs spread wide, my hand reaching to grip your cock, while one hand I got carried away in the moment. Right. Legs spread wide, my hand reaching to grip your cock, and the leg moving to place my foot on the arm of your chair so that I open myself up more for you. Yeah, can you see it, Daddy? Imagine my pussy right there. Think of that beautiful scent. Then of my hand around your cock. Stroking you while my other hand slides over my wet, glistening and toys with it, spreading the lips to bear that tiny hole to you, my thumb bent to rub my clit in circles. Watch how it rhythmically clenches so even that tiny hole seems to disappear, winking at you. And all the while my hand is moving up and down your shaft from your balls all the way to the tip, and every time I reach the tip, I rub it with my thumb. Slow circles. Balls to tip. Then rub in circles. Balls, tip, circles. Balls, tip, circles. Gathering up and spreading all that warm, wet pre. Oh, fuck yes, Daddy, I can hear it. Oh, it sounds so fucking yummy. Oh, you have no idea how badly I want it, Daddy. Stroke it harder, please. Just stroke it like I'm there on your desk. Yeah, running a fingertip up and down my slit. Lips still spread, circling that tiny hole as if not wanting the bullseye you'll be hitting. Do you want it, Daddy? Do you want your little fixin's type pussy? You want your baby girl's little cunt? Look at how wet it is for you. And only you. You know why? Because it's yours, Daddy. I'm yours. Every last inch of me from head to toe, mind, body, and soul. I'm yours, Daddy. You can take what you want, when you want, how you want, now. And I'd be happy to serve you. This little pussy is yours to fill and fuck and breed. Oh, God. I'd love that. For you to breed me. Fill me with your hot, thick cum. Shove your cock right up to my cervix and come inside it. Maybe one day fill me with your children. So the whole world knows that I'm yours. That your seed is strong enough to make me your willing vessel. Oh God, Daddy, I want your pups. Imagine pulling me into your lap, Daddy. I can't tease anymore. I need it. I need your cock. I need you. I need that fucking dick. Please, Daddy, I need your cum. Just pull me into your lap and slide that cock inside me. Oh, I know there will be some resistance. There always is. But push, Daddy. Push, push. Tighten your hand and thrust your hips into me. Fuck. So much better. made that mess inside me. Daddy, do you think that you can get off work early? I need you to really fuck me. I want more. I'm sorry I can't help it. You make me really, really horny. I could spend all day on your cock when I'm in heat like this, Daddy. Once I get use of my legs back, I'll go to your place, okay? Get home as soon as you can. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. That was so, 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 so good. Okay. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Kisses. Pat, pat. Bye-bye, Daddy.